This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't believe this.
I do. And I love you.
My God. I was just going to let you two flounder for a while, but I got to step in.
Slacker, this is like, I love you too. You're talking to me. I love you.
Nope, stop. Oh, God. Everyone, stop for a second. Hold on. Don't believe I love you. Oh, my God. I was just going to let you two flounder for
a while. Is Siri recording?
Yes. I hate it when she just starts like going.
Mine just went off.
Everyone, sorry. Hey, Siri. Remind me to listen to stream the Slacker Show on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Ha! Now you gotta listen on the app when you get home. Ha! Oh, let me do it again. Hey Siri, remind me when I get home to listen to the Slacker Show on the Odyssey app. Not you, Siri, the other ones.
Hey Alexa, remind me to listen to the Slacker Show on the Odyssey app.
Can you do that?
I don't know. You can set a reminder probably, yeah.
Can I just take a quick aside real quick?
Sure.
The other day we were doing, I swear to God, this is not self-promotion about me, but the other day you were doing a thing, a list about the things that I say.
Slackerisms. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Our big boss, mm-hmm. The grand poobah, when I say big boss, I use that as a complete ironic misnomer.
Yes.
Because he wins every limbo contest he's in.
Come on.
Fine.
Texts me and says, the list was so long that it took two breaks on the radio.
Yeah.
And he said, man, I just had to sit in my car to get to the end of the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you work at Odyssey, idiot stick. Just go inside
right.
And listen to the second half.
Mm-hmm.
You can just stream it on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to sit in your car. You can. We love you for it.
So I'm going down there after the show today, and I'm going to show him how to download the app.
Okay.
Anyway, what we were actually talking about before Siri interrupted all of us. Damn it. Stop it. There's a stat out that Aaron clearly disagrees with, and Tiak is so into that he's professing his love to everyone, that men fall in love faster than women.
Yeah.
Easy.
I don't believe that at all.
Here's the thing. I think maybe, well, obviously the study says that's true, and I know it to be true for Hack and I, but I think for me, it's because I'm wicked codependent.
Mm.
But I think Aaron, you're just fishing in the wrong ponds.
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
Come on down to codependency pond. The fish are always biting.
Do they bite? You can't shake them off the hook. Okay, but that's the thing. So why do you feel like you fall in love faster?
Just from my personal experience, I think it's like I have a lot of love to give and I want to give it. So it's easy for me to do that.
And you just think the type of men you're dating,
well, yeah,
can't reciprocate, won't reciprocate,
or it takes longer, or they just don't.
Do you think
for what
falling in love,
like how fast?
Yeah,
first DM.
Okay.
No, not the answer you were looking for.
Come on, really?
So you've been to codependency pod?
I've been.
She's the queen, apparently.
Gift shop, at least, yeah.
No, I would say by the third date, I know that I want to continue things or not.
Yeah. But have you said it?
No. I haven't said it to any of my situationships.
But you were feeling it.
No,
you
were,
thought you were falling.
Yeah, thought I was falling, but not in.
Okay. Hack?
I think it comes down to, with men versus women, I think men fall in love quicker because we have less options. Because women don't like us as often as men like women. And so if you do get a reciprocation, like... I think
like
it's
you've
like,
shown a mild amount of interest.
Yeah, it's like, this is it. this is so different than most of the time that I'm in love.
Oh my God, it's kind of true. It makes us sound pathetic.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm going to pose a theory here that might offend Aaron. And I don't mean to, but it's a complete theory.
No, I am open to understanding, for sure.
I think it might even be true with the guys you are dating that they are just so distractible. Because of the dating apps and stuff,
yeah.
That they're like, oh, someone else likes me? Mm. And men, we don't do that very, we don't handle
options
that very well.
Options are not good for men.
Right, because we aren't used to them. Whereas like a woman, generally speaking, of course, Aaron has turned down way more dates than Slack or I combined.
For
I would say.
Sure. Mm. Today.
Yes.
Today alone.
Yes.
I've seen Aaron swatting them like flies.
So I think guys don't do themselves any favors by being jerks while they're dating and continuing to look, but I think that distractibility.
I totally agree with that.
Seinfeld had I don't know if it was a joke or if it was on his show, but this rings so true with what you're saying. He would say women should have the remote because women want to see what's on TV and men want to see what else is on TV.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Because you'll go like, oh, this is good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I like this show. I want to watch it. It's like, yeah, but what if? Mm. And so men go, dumb men.
Mm-hmm.
T-Hack and I will camp on the stupidest cooking show.
Yeah.
There's a whole show about codependency pond right now.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.